Coming Out of the Closet, August 18, 2016. Since 1992, my most delightful times have been in my prayer closet. When our Heavenly Father gave me a new heart, He began filling me with new wine. In this new relationship and new life, as He was teaching me, I looked back to see where I had been and rejoiced that He had saved me from my sin. The deception that was prominent in my living was totally opposite, counteractive, and counterproductive to the truth to which He brought me. I saw His Word as a powerful source that overrules and overpowers deception. It was one of the first things I wrote about, believing that the truth is from God alone. Truth is hidden in Christ His Son and revealed supernaturally by His Holy Spirit. There was a sense that in His timing, He unleashes, so to speak, the power of His truth through Christ and His written word wherever and whenever He has planned. Eventually, it will, in its power, overcome all things. Jesus said to His disciples, "Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops." Luke 12:3. Avoiding the social media. All these years, my prayer closet has been my hiding place, where I prayed fervently for His Spirit of truth and His power in my own life, in the lives of my family members, in His church members, and His ministers, in the world. My avoidance of social media has been with a sense of fear of what happens when we're involved with the influences of the world, especially if they seem to have no sense of the things of God. At one point, computers seemed to be an evil device. Then came the internet, which all must admit is a web that can be used to entangle, to deceive, influence, and to become addicted. My fear of using a computer was overcome when I learned how to do desktop publishing on our daughter Lee's computer. Beginning with formatting Bogotsky's Golden Treasury for print and ebook publication, other booklets followed that I shared with family and friends. 5 years ago, my pastor suggested that I start a blog. That experience has been God's way of sharing the truths of His grace and His glory. From other blogs and websites, my understanding of communications and the media broadened. The greatest impact has come in the last 7 months as we have learned from other authors how to format, publish, and market what we write. It seems that the majority of books are targeted toward readers who are looking for thrillers, mysteries, murder, horror, fantasy, romance, and the occult. Our work is just the opposite. Our genre is Christian nonfiction, with the emphasis on truth and reality, looking at the things of God that are eternal, not entertaining, but useful for inspiration, spiritual growth, and the teachings of His eternal kingdom. What I've begun to see is that our work is part of the antithesis that began in the Garden of Eden with a promise of a Savior who would bring things back to the order of God's plan. What the world needs, what God's people need, are the means of knowing Him and living in the peace, joy, and love that He provides for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Our calling is to enter the battle with the knowledge of truth. A few years ago, I would not have been ready. The preparation is ongoing, but the time is now or never. How much longer will we have this opportunity? We are born and redeemed to make a difference in the kingdom for His glory. From this point, as I continue to pray, I will balance the time spent with the Father on the mountaintop with time spent in the valley and the wilderness, proclaiming his kingdom. So I will live as if every day is my last. Jerry and I will be using his Facebook page to share what God has been doing in our lives. We have another page for Father and Family Books, a website, fatherandfamily.com, and we are establishing a Christian nonfiction group for writers and readers alike. Please pray for how he will use these for his kingdom. Proud of who we are. As the culture of this world is in a time zone of pride in who and what we are, let us as God's children come out of hiding and proclaim who we are in Christ in our purposeful being. To speak and live for Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, for his glory, his name, his kingdom, and our joy.